talked to Dal for about 2 minutes, and he talked to us about celebrating small victories when the final result is what you guys want. And so I'm curious, you know, as you look back, what did you think of the two-minute drill at the end of the game, and what you did well?
Yeah, for the most part, we did our job. We put the ball in a position to tie the game. But, yeah, so we did some good things and we did some bad things that obviously we could have made it go a lot smoother, not being in such a tough situation in that 3rd and 14 and then again the 4th and 13 or whatever it was. So just being more smooth, just having the operation go a little bit better. But we made the plays when they needed to be made and we put ourselves in position. So, yeah, I got to celebrate the small victories, but we can still get better and we will.
Did you look at other quarterbacks? And Dal said that Carson Wentz is a great example for you to look at, just obviously both second overall picks, and he's had success so quickly. That's a guy that you would look at? Or
yeah, for sure. I study all quarterbacks across the league, and me and Carson have the same agent, so I was able to spend some time with him preparing for the draft and all that, and along with some other guys like Goff and just other guys in our agency that I've gotten close with. And there's a lot of good quarterbacks in this league, and it's really expected when you get drafted high, to come in, play well as rookie, and then big year transition to the second year to really deliver for the team, be that guy, have success. So it's good to look at those guys, see what they've done from year one to year two. Just talk to them about being a leader in the locker room and how to improve and just weaknesses that they see that you can continue to improve on moving forward. So, yeah, those are definitely good guys to look at.
Is there one thing that you've seen then? Specifically from once, from year one to year two, that stands out to you, that he's done better? Or
I would say just knowing him, just the leadership, controlling the controllables. He go in there, nobody's going to outwork him. So just try to be the hardest working guy in the building, know the playbook inside and out. And just once you do that, then all the guys will trust and believe in you, and then everybody will buy into the system. Then execution will start to be on the same page, and that's when you could see teams start to get in a roll.
Against this Eagles defense?
Just do what we do. We're going to try to keep them off balance, but it's going to be about us. We just need to go in, execute, and stay in manageable, move the chains, be efficient on third down, and finish in the red zone when we get the chance. So, yeah, just take what they give us and take care of the football.
Talking to Sitton in here on Monday, she said that you get the number 3 in the progression against the Lions more than you ever had. Wondering if you felt like that is accurate, and if so, you know, how does it feel to be able to have the time to work through your options?
Yeah, it's good. O-line does a great job, and when they keep that pocket clean, that's when I could work through my progressions the best. And again, it's just taking what the defense gives us. So even if we have a clean pocket, if one or two's there, I got to take it. Just be accurate, be decisive, and move on the progression. But yeah, O-line. I think that's the one of the first or second weeks in a row where they've all kind of played together, so we got a lot more consistent play up front, and they're an awesome group, so we kind of expect that moving forward. And, yeah, as long as the pocket's clean, it's my job to do my job and go through progressions, hit the open receiver.
Mitch, a lot of your teammates, Sitton included, have been praising your ability to stay cool under pressure, those late-game situations. To what do you attribute that kind of coolness and that demeanor? I mean, is that just something that's been natural for you, or is it dated back to a certain point in your football career?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty natural. I love those moments. I think that's where you kind of seen over time where the great quarterbacks have come from, just to be clutch, delivering those moments, and just I think that makes the game that much more fun. So yeah, you definitely want to deliver your team, but it's all about staying cool, calm, collected, making sure everyone's on the same page and go down and do your job. But yeah, it just makes the game that more exciting, and it's my job to just stay calm in those situations, and hopefully my teammates will feed off my bi demeanor so nobody's in a panic, and everybody could just go down and do their job.
On some of the zone read option runs that you guys had up, obviously you're familiar with that from Carolina. Is there a difference in the NFL just in terms of the speed of that and what you can keep, what you've got to give?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you just got to – it's going to be a feel thing, and we'll continue to learn going forward. Detroit had pretty aggressive ends, but each week the ends are going to play differently. So you just continue to go about your reads, and maybe we're reading a linebacker or an end, so you never know. Just And the other thing that's different is the closing speed. So after you pull it, usually a lot of those pulls are big runs in colleges, and now they're only like 6 to 10 to maybe even 15 if you're lucky to get an explosive. So you see that, and, yeah, it's all about getting down, not taking hits, but also keeping the defense honest. So I think that'll help us going forward. Just got to keep learning and growing as we go.
The one 10-yarder you had where Benny was behind you and you showed it to him and it was a miscommunication there and you still just pulled it. Was that still just you reading, even though Benny wasn't there to show the ball to
him? That was an accident. You got lucky there.
How do you assess the way that you've handled, you know, not only learning things early on through, you know, the off season into the regular season, but also becoming the starting quarterback and handling the obligations that come with that?
How am I learning?
Yeah, I mean, how do you assess the way that you've handled everything so far?
I would assess that I feel like I'm getting a little bit better each day, learning a lot every day, each week, and I know what's expected of me and what I need to do on a daily basis. In order to be prepared, I know how to carry myself around my teammates and how to lead. So just continue to make sure everyone's buying in. And when we're getting better each day, I believe we're headed in the right direction. And I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at and where this team's at. We just need to get over that hump and find ways to win games.
How has Mike's question helped you with that, especially, you know, Steven's starting
yeah.
the last 6 weeks here?
They've been awesome. Can't say enough about Mike and Mark, really, the quarterback group. Mike's usually the first guy to greet me when I come off the sidelines, especially if it's like a not so good series, like a three or out. And he's always telling me what I do good and what I need to work on. And he's like a great teacher, and he really knows how to talk to me to where it's not too critical, but to where I'm listening and to where I can improve. So I really appreciate what Mike and Mark have done for me in the quarterback room and how they helped me on game day and throughout the week in preparation.
All right, thanks everybody.